7, currently overcast skies. Temperature stands at 66 degrees in Wausau at our studios on East Wausau Avenue. I'm Chad Holmes, and this is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up on the program in about 7.5 minutes, we'll be joined in studio by Paul Miklik, our weekly discussion on what's going on in Wisconsin high school sports. Also coming up, we'll let you know what to expect weather-wise for this weekend. At 9:06, we'll be joined by Jennifer Vuchiski from Weatherology as we get towards the weekend. And again, on the national news, just after 7 o'clock, I was getting prepared for my program. I got on Bow Falls Radio, and there was a story about the hot weather and the high temperature in Palm Springs, California today, expected to be about 117 degrees. I'm sure it's a dry heat, though, but nevertheless, what we're getting around here, so much better than in most areas around the country. In fact, today, temperature pushes up just a little bit into the low 80s, but still pretty normal for this time of year, expecting temperatures to actually cool down towards the end of the weekend and even into early next week. When you get into mid-July and have high temperatures expected around 73 degrees like we do on Monday, nothing wrong with that. That's about perfect for my point of view. I know there's some folks that like it to be hot, be able to bring out their convertibles and enjoy the really hot weather. But again, we will get all the details, a chance of some rain during the weekend as well. We'll let you know how much of a chance, again, when we're talking to Jennifer Vuchiski coming up at 9:06. Also coming up in the next hour, going to talk about, again, the latest information concerning what's going on downtown Wausau with the old Wausau Center Mall and what's being rebuilt there, the questions, the pushbacks, and there were some discussion at the city council meeting earlier this week, and try to break down where we stand. Where are we going with this? Because it's obviously very, very important for the city to be able to move this process forward, and of course, within the tax base of the city and a whole bunch more. So we'll talk about that coming up in the second hour. Also in hour number two, we're going to be talking about just, I thought, an embarrassment yesterday. A U.S. congressman from the state of Arizona was talking about a military funding amendment, because they were talking about the military in the U.S. House yesterday. And the racist terminology that came out of the mouth of this congressman just says so much about where we are, that we are in 2023, and you got a U.S. congressman on the floor of the United States House of Representatives, a House Republican, refer to Black Americans serving in the United States military as colored people in 2023. It was not one of these old guys who may be losing their mind a little bit. It was basically a young Republican congressman from Arizona referring to Black Americans as colored people, basically saying that any kind of thought that goes into diversity anywhere, and in this case, the United States military, somehow implies those folks are less than white folks. Going to hear those comments, going to discuss those comments, and discuss again, what's going on here? Where are we going right now? What is happening that's leading House Republicans on the floor of the House of Representatives to use language such as that? So, a lot to come here in the next couple of hours. Glad you could join me here as we wrap up another work week, middle portion of July. Yep, July the 14th. And we will set the table for another great day of programming here on Bull Falls Radio and Civic Media Radio Network. Also coming up in just a little bit, we'll give you more details again on Civic Pints, hashtag Civic Pints as Civic Media. You may not know it, but the state of Wisconsin has a massive shortage in their blood supply, and Civic Media is trying to do something about it. And for the rest of this month, the rest of July, we are doing a program to try to get folks to go out, donate blood, and also get a chance to win. So we'll discuss that coming up a little bit more in detail later on. But if you want to check it out, you can go to our website, civicmedia.us, and then click on Civic Pints, or just go hashtag or slash Civic Pints and get all the information. Again, civicmedia.us, and be able to get all the information on Civic Pints. Something we're excited about. I'm going to be lining up, giving my blood soon as well. Again, it's a program that we are doing for the rest of the month of July, because again, blood supply saves lives. If you're short on blood, it could lead to people dying that shouldn't die. So again, we'll have more details coming up. We're going to take a quick timeout and then come back and talk Wisconsin sports with Paul Micklegg coming up next on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, I would encourage you to get the Civic Media app. We've updated it. And one reason I would tell you to get the Civic Media app is, Paul Micklegg joins us, is on the new Civic Media app, and Coach Micklegg obviously knows that over the last few years during the fall football season, we have three teams that we cover here on Bull Falls Radio. And sometimes we have to do a game live, and then we have a game on a stream. And sometimes when Newman plays their Friday night games, we have a game live, and then we have two games on the streams. On the new Civic Media app, it is the easiest way to go between our three games on a Friday night, because if you just go to the Civic Media app, it will have, you can listen live, and then right there, right on the front, no digging, it'll say Sports Stream 2 and Sports Stream 3. So basically, if you want to see if Newman's got the running clock going in the first half,
for the good or the bad,
you can check it out. They can see what's going on with Tom doing marathon, and then myself over at Wausau West, you know, and then. But I like the Saturday games better. But again, I would just encourage you, in addition to that, you got podcasts of our shows, podcasts of our previous high school sports broadcasts. Hey, if you want to get into the rhythm to be ready for the new season, go back and relive all those Newman Catholic victories from last season leading to a state championship. Go back there and listen to those games and be ready to go. And I think it's on the 26th that is your first game.
Yeah, there's a Saturday for you.
That is right. I like that. First two games are Saturday.
Yeah, yes. So it's good for you.
Hey, you know, I know some people say, hey, you guys should get lights. I say, nah, you should never get lights. Keep playing those Saturday games. In fact,
DC Everest, that's when they were good.
I was just going to say that back when I was really going good to school at DC Everest, it was always fun because you can go to a game at Tom Field on a Friday night and then go to Steam Stadium on a Saturday afternoon and get more high school football. I think that's, And also real fast, back in the day, you would always get the big story in the Herald on Sundays.
Correct. So that's you get all the publicity, so to speak, on that. But Everest, the lights in. But yeah, that's a great. So you got the app, huh?
So it's real easy, because I know sometimes people, how do we listen to the stream game? They have to go in, especially on the phones, because on the desktop it was easy, but on the phones. But now it is so simple. If you just download the Civic Media app, you'll be able to do that and be ready to go for football, which is 5 weeks from tonight, the first high school football broadcast. In fact, tonight is a football Friday, huh? How about that?
Yeah.
And it's good for some of the young men that were on your squad the last few years. Four different Newman Catholic football players involved in the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association All-Star Game over at UW-Oshkosh tonight at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, we're excited about that. They're actually stopping over on the way... way over there in River Falls, and they'll stop over for some lunch here. We'll feed them at 12:30, and then they got that game. But, to have four kids going on there again. Wes has got a couple. In the last 6 years, I think it's 6 years since we got eight, man, I think this is like number 16 kids that we've had the opportunity to play. So in this game, and remember, we went and watched, I think the year before we went eight, man, I think it was you and me and our hope was that we were going to be able to have some success, obviously, and get kids down there and have that experience, because it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and it helps a great cause. Children's Hospital is awesome, and all the money they raise for that. So to know that we're literally the leading team in the state of Wisconsin the last 6 years of having kids go there and a school of our size is kind of a neat thing.
And Thomas Bates, Connor Crock, Eli Gustafson, Owen Sullivan all playing at 6 o'clock tonight at Titan Stadium at UW-Oshkosh. And actually, one of the, I guess you call it, the silver linings of the COVID cloud was they moved the eight-player game from an early Saturday morning slot to, I think, the best slot of all three games on a Friday night.
I mean, when I was part of it and then last year going, I thought it was. I agree with you. After COVID, I did both
especially
of them.
This time of year, you'd rather play in the evening anyway.
Well, it's on a beautiful day. I mean, hopefully the rain holds out. But you have the light, and everybody's coming in for the town for those games at that weekend. So you don't have anybody leaving quite yet, and that sun going down at that time. It's just enough, early enough where it's still a little sunny when the game has ended yet, and it's a beautiful setting, and you kind of got your own thing going on there. So they do a great job at WFCA, and I really truly believe this, they're probably the best organization in the state of Wisconsin, or in I wouldn't say football wise in the country as well, of how they treat people, how they put on a performance, how they put on a show, how they're helping out a great cause, so it's the kids get an opportunity to do that. They do a lot. When people talk about doing things for other people and doing things for kids and doing things like that, they definitely do that to WFCA.
And it's nice of you the last couple of years to let other guys coach, because obviously the state championship coach, they would want him there, but you're so nice to let some others have the opportunity to be the coach.
I did it for three years, 3 years, one is ahead and two and stuff. It's a great experience as a coach too. I'll be honest with you, it does take a little out of you. It takes your summer a little bit more out of you. So those summers, but I know you're being you're jabbing me on that.
Again, if you have an opportunity, get over to Oshkosh. It's a lot of fun and a lot
West,
of
West. Well, what's tomorrow? West, they have guys.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Caleb Tooley is playing for West. Preston Miller from DC Everest also is part of it. Got a kid from Edgar in the small schools, Brady Stencil, David Goderman from Wittenberg-Burnham. So the area in Athens, Aiden Yonke is also playing with your guys on the eight-man side tonight. So again, a lot of Marathon County football standouts who are getting one final chance to wear the logo. They switched the logos up, but they still able to have those logos one final time. And I know it's very important to those guys, because I saw a story recently again that talks about how rare it is to play at any level in college. So again, for the high school guys, I mean, for many of them, this is it. And it's really, it's a wonder, as you said, it's a wonderful organization, wonderful cause. It's always fun to see the checks that are handed out during the games that both tonight and tomorrow. But I think people see all this college football and basketball on TV and all that something. Oh, there are a lot of kids. It's been well under 1% yep. go on to play at the next level. For your job, I think it's so vitally important that these opportunities for the kids, because it really is special. It is special, and this game is real special because it is for a number of these young men. Some of them obviously get a chance to move on, but for many of them, this is their last chance to put on pads. And football's different than, you know, we played softball for years. You know, they call it beer league softball. Yep. Football's different. It's really difficult to put on the pads and play at anything close to a level that you see, you know, in what you call real football at the high school level.
Impossible. And you know, things have changed over the last 20 years. 30 years, 10 years, you know, so a lot of the guys, if they're going Division One and they're playing at Madison, you're not going to see those guys be playing in these games. Now, you know, they take those guys out. And that just, I guess, reiterates what you're saying, is that because there is no bar, you know what I mean? Like, people are not going to take a chance to go blow their ACL out or whatever the case might be on some Saturday night barley. That doesn't even exist, because why would you do something like that? Right. That's not very intelligent. And there's a lot that goes into football. Not a lot goes into the other ones, but I'm talking about if you have 11 guys, 8 guys going at one, it takes a lot to do it. So it's a great chance to play one more time.
We'll talk about the Brewers in the next segment, but I came across a story that I thought was just fun sports-wise. The Packers are putting on a virtual class on the history of the Green Bay Packers. It actually sounds like a lot of fun. The Packers, it's titled The History of the Green Bay Packers. It's an 8-week non-credit class from UWGB that can be Zoomed every Wednesday from 2 until 4 p.m. starting on September 6th, right before the season opener against the Bears. And it goes 8 consecutive Wednesdays through October 25th. It's $139, includes admission to the Packer Hall of Fame Museum. And I want to get your thoughts on some of these topics, because I think it would be a lot of fun. Some topics, part of this Packer class through UWGB: origins of American football, a story of survival, delving into the early days of the franchise and the struggle for survival, Lambeau's reign, virtual tour of the Packer Hall of Fame, a segment on the Packer-Bears rivalry, Packer stock and stadium drive, Lombardi's dynasty, leadership and diversity. That sounds like fun. It's from 2 to 4 on Wednesdays. I know you have practice during that time. I should take
the
class.
You should take class.
And then I could be the valedictorian of the class.
My guess is, Chad, you probably could lead some of that. I'm going to be honest with you. You're a history guy, and I bet you know a lot of that stuff that has gone on there during that time frame, obviously, and you love the Packers. And
that would be fun, I tell you. That would be so much fun. I saw a story on the Daily Herald website, and again, it's a class that begins September 6th. So for you Packer fans out there, and for those of you that know it, and probably some of you, there's some of these stories I'm sure they don't know when you think back to the survival stories back about 100 years ago.
That would be an interesting one. What about
And Lambeau reign, which is, I think, you know, yep. People know, I think, a lot more about Lombardi, but Lambeau was there for, like, you know, 30-some years.
And it would be interesting to see what they indulge into. How much they indulge, even the stock, where were they at? How bad were they? What was the money? How did they feel about it? What was their expectations of how much they were getting? You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff. It's going to be interesting how far they go into it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because sometimes when you go to the Hall of Fame, they give you the outskirts of it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And to dig down deep, there's got to be, like, how he did things and how he thought. And, I mean, there's so many things that it would be very interesting and neat to have the opportunity. So I hope they do that.
Yeah, 8 different subject matters over 8 weeks, 2-hour classes. I think for you Packer fans out there who would be interested in learning a little bit more about the history of this squad and the history of football, you can check out information by going to the program's website. I'll try to get that out on my social media just for you folks who might want to get a little bit more information. And perhaps,
do they give you a diploma or something?
I don't know. That's
with all the owners that are out there.
Oh, yeah. The participants who complete the program will receive an exclusive UW Green Bay digital badge distinguished by the Packers G. You can wear the badge.
You can wear the badge?
Wear the badge.
You're going to see a lot of those owners that they think they're owners.
You chuckle when you see the bumper stickers.
Yes.
Right? Owner of the Green Bay Packers.
Now they're going to call the professional history buff.
Hey, you can't say that. I don't know what I'm talking about. I got the G here. I did the course. We got to take a quick time out. We're going to come back, talk more with Paul Micklegg, Wisconsin Sports. Brewers getting set for another big series this weekend against the Cincinnati Reds after the All-Star break. And we'll talk about that and a whole bunch more. Again, the time is 8:28. It is a Friday. Good Friday morning. 66 degrees, overcast skies in Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes. More to come. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app again. Underline it. Get the Civic Media app, especially before we start our high school football coverage in 5 weeks' time. Talking Wisconsin sports here with Paul Micklegg. Brewers had a chance to take a deep breath at the All-Star break last weekend. They took 2 of 3 against Cincinnati. Frankly, they should have won all 3 games. But then again, you could say they could have lost. I mean, again, it's like you should have, would have, whatever. It was still a good series. They won Friday and Sunday. Sunday, to win 1-0 was amazing because Cincinnati's pitching has been awful. Their hitting has been fantastic.
Yep.
The Brewers have been basically a pitching team more than hitting. But even the Brewers' offense, I think, has been showing signs of life. And now they go to Cincy for the weekend series, 1 game behind the Reds. You know, all things considered, they're in a pretty good spot right now heading into the second half of the season.
Yeah, and I think they're closer to 100 games than they are 80.
Right, but that natural all-star game.
Correct. And I'm just saying that it's closer to the end than the beginning. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so this first stretch is pretty important.
You don't want to be looking up by 6 games when you get to Labor Day. You want to, this next month is significant.
And if they're going to have that lineup that they have, I don't think they're going to have, you know what I'm saying? If they don't make a change or two in there, it'll be interesting to see if they're just going to go with what they have again and maybe hopefully. But they're not getting a date on Woodruff. But you don't want to say it's important, but you definitely want to make sure you don't go, you take 1 out of 3 first. That's what you want to do. And then if you can get 2 out of 3, then okay, now you're tied going in. And that was a 4-2 stretch with them. And I'm assuming that they're going to line it up. We're going to have their 3 horses up there.
Probably be the same as last weekend for both sides, I would imagine.
Yes. I mean, but you're right about that. I think you saw the pitching, like who can pitch. Like Miley, I think he's the real deal. Okay, Miley's the real deal. All right.
Yeah, your guy on Sunday.
I love my Miley.
You're right.
And Freddie's got the stuff, but the guy in the middle. Cincinnati had a guy on the mound that day with an ERA of like 6.24.
And okay? If you look at Cincy, a lot of those kind of numbers, their offense is really.
But they're like he's 9-4. They're 9-4 when he pitches. I don't know how.
That is Exhibit A because I'm not a big fan of the people. Oh, the win loss record doesn't matter. Well, that's kind of example A of where it probably doesn't matter.
Because
it had nothing to do with him doing his job. He just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
Correct. And I. And they got the offense to get away with it, and then and Rio was pitching that day, and you could just kind of feel that he wasn't going to be able to hold that lineup down. Okay, he's just not going to be able to hold them down to whatever. So you knew they were going to come back. I happened to be that I got to watch most of that game, and you knew he was going to give it up, you know, and it was just one of those games where you felt they were going to lose it, and that maybe they should have went already in the bullpen earlier on, knowing that the All-Star break was coming, and they could have brought Wilson back in. I felt they left him go in a game like that. Hey, you got to go for it.
You got to treat it like a playoff game.
Well, because you got 4 days off afterwards.
Well, because in a playoff game, you say, well, you got until next spring.
Yes.
And it's sort of the same mindset because everybody can rest up because of the Brewers, nobody ended up pitching in the All-Star game.
Correct. Which I think was purpose, guy. I would hope that Corbin's coming out here. And,
right. Everybody was, you didn't pitch well. As a Brewer fan, you should be thrilled he didn't pitch.
Yeah, I was.
I know.
I'm sure you were.
I know.
Did you even watch the game?
I did not because, real fast. When I grew up, and I still think the baseball All-Star game is the best of the All-Star games, but the uniforms, I always got a thrill out of seeing everybody in their own uniforms. I mean, there was some, as a kid especially, I hate that, again, I'm the old man yelling at the clouds now because they can sell a lot of merchandise now because they have those special All-Star uniforms, but I'm more of a fan of, you know, the old-fashioned way.
I like the old-fashioned way.
You're getting old too. That means.
Well, I'm not that far behind you, but.
But no, I was happy that when I read about it after not watching the game.
so you, that's the reason why. Wow, you're a stickler.
No uniforms.
I'm not watching.
That's not the reason why. That's just one thing. I just felt like back in the day there was that, and also, you know, interleague play, it's taken a lot away from it. It used to be where, you know, this was the only time these guys played against each other. And I kind of liked the separation of American League and National League, where you didn't play each other until the World Series.
Well, I'm a
traditionalist, yeah. I hate the guy that second base at the 10th inning.
I'm not a big fan of that either, to be honest with you. But you must not have been a fan of having a home run derby at if they would have tied.
I would not be a fan of that. I do say that I like the new rules for the pitch clock. That's something that's been good.
No, I think that's insane.
I don't think that's insane. I don't think I don't think you should have to be up there stepping out and stepping back in and holding the ball. And I think it's worked out pretty well.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I like the tempo.
For a guy that does radio, that with you would think actually it would be the opposite. Because I happened to be on Sunday, I got to hear.
I'm talking about as a fan. I'm not talking about as a broadcaster.
Okay. Well, I'm talking.
I can separate the two.
Well, you can.
I'm not that.
You're
selfish.
Not like that. You're not like a coaching parent.
Yeah, I'm not so selfish.
You can separate.
It's not all about me.
It's not all about Chad.
It's not all about me. It's about the world as a whole. The baseball fan. I got a heart as big as all outdoors. I tell you.
I got that. Your ring around your head there is.
I care about others more than myself.
Because I happened to be able to listen to. I was coming home on Sunday and. And I got to listen to Euchre in the ninth inning.
Right,
I happened to turn it on.
Right.
And I was thinking to myself, that pitch clock has taken his story time away.
I know.
Okay, you're taking away stuff that I think is – and again, on the radio, and it's the first time I've listened to him in a long time. First of all, man, that guy's sharp.
I know. He's 89 years old.
Unbelievable. I mean, it was so – honestly, I was getting chills listening to the game on the way home. It was so awesome to hear that.
And – yeah, I mean, that's the way I think as well, because I tell you, even as I get a little bit older, some things you're grabbing at.
Yes.
But yet, it never feels like he's grabbing at anything. It's all just there. It's
it's
right at his fingertips. You're just able to bring it back, and it's so smooth. It's fantastic.
And then with Devin Williams striking out the last two, you know, it was and the third one against Votto, it was huge. It was just awesome to hear. But with my whole point of the story is, are you telling me you want less Euchre time?
No,
all right,
no,
Chad.
No.
Does this put you to bed right now, Chad? Does this put you to bed right now?
The thing about Euchre is he is so good that he can work around that, where the pitch, if it comes to, instead of 25 seconds, it comes 15 seconds. He is still able to weave the tails.
There wasn't much stories. There were no stories in that inning. Not one.
In the ninth inning, you're not telling stories anyways.
Well, depends on what the score is.
No, well,
it was 1-0.
When he's out there in the fifth and the sixth inning, those are the story innings. But when you get to in a one-run game in the ninth inning, he's all about the baseball.
He is. Well, you're really stretching. You're trying to stretch it because you know I got this one.
He's so good, he can weave the tails around the pitches, even if they're a bit narrower. It's not like there were no pitches back when there was no pitch clock. He still had to deal with the pitchers.
But I'll be honest, sometimes I'm listening to him, and the
guy's walking around the mound.
even that day, you can hear the catcher catching the ball, and he's talking about something else, and he's like, and you know nothing happened because and there's a ball, and he just says it's smooth.
And there's no reaction from the crowd.
Yes, correct. So you know it's a ball. Yes, and there's no clapping.
Now that's the master at work. He doesn't need artificial, ways of making things longer. No, he can handle it.
The real reason I don't like the pitch count is I don't think that you call that the other night when the guy didn't look at him before 9 seconds and there's a ball. I mean, some of those things are silly.
But we were getting to a point, and again, this is big picture stuff, where these 3-plus-hour games were getting way too
long. Yes, and that's why baseball is boring.
And also,
it would be boring.
And part of it as well is the length of the in-between innings is stretched over the years. I mean, I tell you, I'm going to challenge folks to take a stopwatch and when the playoffs come, especially, and time some of these breaks. And also when football season, I tell you, there's some football timeouts that are just insanely long.
Correct.
Same with basketball. Because in basketball, during the playoffs, I would notice they would have a timeout. They would come back to the announcers for 5 seconds. Then they'd have another timeout. I mean, I'm as a coach, I'm thinking, what do you say for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
You just say, okay, guys, you hang out here for a while and we're going to be back.
Yes.
Again, that's all big picture
stuff. Big picture stuff.
But there was so much where it just drags. And I'm for anything that keeps the tempo going.
Yeah, and I'm not disagreeing with that point of it. It was getting, and some of those things they could have done.
On the other side, though, is when I'm doing high school games, they start the clocks too soon. And timeouts, they literally, these 1 minute timeouts, I got to say the score will be right back, and that's like 5 to 7 seconds, and then it'll be 5 to 7 seconds late. So
yep.
You guys got to slow it down. So I know you're better at, because you actually are at the timetable at some.
We do it right there, yeah, right to the minute.
But some of them, it's like, holy cow, you got to, settle down here. Give the broadcaster that little bit of a lag time here. All right, so boy, we got off target.
Yes,
I'm already thinking about next winter and basketball timeouts here.
But the thing is, though, it's going to be a good weekend for the Brewers, and the key thing is they can't go get swept. They got to get 1 out of 3, and so they're at least with that 2 games, and they want to, Woodruff coming back is like having a trade come in. I think that's what they think, probably, but it will be interesting. I think they got to get a bat. I'm excited. I get to go see Keshton. Hopefully they don't call him up before Sunday.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because I think they might.
I think they might, too. Real quickly, our last couple of minutes, Packer training camp starts next week. Next Wednesday, I think. Is it next Wednesday? Is it the following? Oh, actually, it's the following Wednesday. I think it's the 26th. Wednesday,
yes,
the 26th.
Yes, Tuesday. 2 weeks from
yesterday. Yeah, so 2 weeks.
Or 2 Wednesday, yeah.
But I saw that the Jets are going to be on Hard Knocks. Have you ever watched
Rodgers
Hard Knocks?
Rodgers is mad. Huh? Did you hear Rodgers is mad about that?
Oh, Aaron Rodgers is always
no,
mad.
No, I'm serious.
I'm sure he is.
Because he said that he wants to get to work. And no, I'm dead serious.
I know he's dead serious. I know you're dead serious, but come on, Aaron. I mean, you can still go on McAfee and get the softballs there. Hey,
no, I don't think it's that, because I think he has that. He knows that he has that. But when he wants to get the business, which
it makes, I know it makes a lot of sense, but
it's actually, to be honest, frustrating, because so he's going to start taking it seriously now. What was he doing the last 3 years?
I know that's what it's like. But the thing about it is, hey, there's a specific criteria that the NFL uses to choose the team. And if the Jets had done, if they like been a playoff team or something like that, they would not have been it. So, hey, Aaron,
is that really one of them?
Yeah, there's one of those. I forget.
Is that a playoff
them.
Team?
I think that, I'm not sure. Again, I saw it a while back, but they're It usually is a team that's not a playoff team, but it can be. I mean, I forget what the details are on it, but
well, that was pretty wide open there, Chad. It can be a playoff team, a non-playoff team, a Super Bowl champion, or that's their rule.
But the thing is, there is a criteria, and it pretty much limits the number of teams for what.
You're saying that Aaron Rodgers coming to the Jets had nothing to do with it?
Well, I think among the teams that were eligible, it obviously put them at the top of the list.
Okay. Because that's why, I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that they put him on there.
Well, Aaron should have called up Roger Goodell and said, you know, Roger, I make this league and I don't want to be on Hard Knocks.
I think it's going to be entertaining.
Of course it's going to be entertaining because they're going to make it entertaining, number one. Because, again, you know, when you think about it, you know, 24/7, what they put together in one show over a full week, it should be entertaining.
Yes, correct. And I think that stuff is entertaining, and for me personally, so I think it'll be good stuff.
Well, there was some guy that was doing Hard Knocks high schools around here that has he called you up to be a Hard Knocks Newman Catholic there, that guy that does a streamer?
No Hard Knocks from Newman Catholic.
Get behind the scenes and see what's going on?
No, but you do your homework when you go to West, when you go to Newman for practices and stuff like that. I would think that you like that. That's kind of like your own Hard Knocks. Like you get a feel of what's going on.
Yeah, but I don't do it for my entertainment value. I do it because I.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying do you enjoy that, and is it part of your job as your job?
No, you like if you're a fan, you want more. If you're a football fan and you love watching the games on Sunday, obviously you're going to want more. You want to see behind the scenes. You want to learn more. And actually, I mean, you're probably not familiar with this, but Formula One racing has become much more popular worldwide, especially in the United States in the last few years, because on Netflix they have a Hard Knocks-like series that runs the entire season called Drive to Survive. And they are saying that is the biggest reason why Formula One racing has set records for interest and TV ratings in this country. People love that kind of stuff. Yep. And it also makes, when you're watching a game, you know more about them because you see behind the helmet.
Yep.
You know, the behind the helmet. I think there's probably a TV series titled that in the past, Behind the Helmet.
That would
but
be good.
People like to know more about the people they're watching.
Yeah. Obviously. So they're not just cheering for a jersey. They're cheering for a human. Not cheering for a human.
There's cheering for the human, but they'll still cheer for the jersey as soon as that guy's gone.
Correct, but I'm saying.
But it does add a little bit more. It just adds content, you know. It does.
Yes.
And context, I think, as well. Because if you see a guy that's a good teammate, hey, you know, you're going to, when he makes a great play on Sunday, it makes you feel better.
Yep.
You know, it's like.
Everybody's got a story. I don't know if it's good, bad, or whatever. Everybody's got a story. And if you see the story a little bit, you kind of feel like you're engaged with it, them.
And again, frankly, I haven't watched a lot of the Hard Knocks.
I really don't either.
I'm trying to think whether or not, do they have villains? Because sometimes in these reality shows, you have heroes, you have villains. And I can't imagine teams would like to have any of their players be looked at or coaches as sort of a villain. So I they're going to make Rodgers look good in the end.
Well, Rodgers is smart enough because, I mean, let's face the facts. There's a camera on you.
I know. He's going to. Yeah, he's not going to say anything that can be used against him.
But. No, I mean, these guys are.
The guy's been in front of microphones and cameras for 20 years now, so it's.
And he is very good at putting on a show, so he will say. But the thing is, though, that means he has to be on. That's the difference. That's why he doesn't want it.
Right.
Because what if he does slip up?
Right. Because they're going to have cameras in those quarterback meeting rooms, and it's and you know you're going to see that look on his face when he's annoyed because he doesn't hide that very well.
He doesn't hide it. I mean, but again, great quarterback for the Packers. And
it is going to be interesting to see.
We wish him the best. He's going to do fine over there.
And for the Packers, doesn't it help them if he does better for the draft pick?
Yes.
So make sure he plays. Make sure he stays on the field.
Make sure he gets on the field. And quite frankly, Warren Sapp has the Packers like 6th or 7th in the power rankings that he had. Not that Warren Sapp knows anything. I'm just saying. but people don't understand. Is the Packers do have talent.
Oh, yeah.
But the quarterback is a key. The quarterback is a key. And the thing is, Rodgers was 6-10 the first year, folks. So let's not get, you know, let's just let it play out.
He had a terrible defense. Packers' defense is good. So I think they're going to be much
better. But they got your boy as their defense coordinator.
No, not my boy.
Yes, he is.
My boy is Dom Capers. So you can't say anybody else is just a pale imitation.
Barry is a Dom Capers.
No, he's not a
Dom Capers. Yes, he is a Dom Capers. Yes.
All right, we're going to stop right there. I'm not going to dig myself into this hole any deeper. All right. Hey, enjoy your vacation, too.
Thank you.
Are you going to be back by next weekend?
No.
Okay. Well, then we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Paul Mickley joining us again. We'll talk to him in a couple of weeks. And then Packer training camp will truly be open. And then we can start speculating wildly about the Packers.
And maybe Hard Knocks New York.
There you go. So we got to take a quick timeout. Come back with more. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Welcome back. Chad Holmes with you on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, thanks to Paul Micklick for joining us, as he does on each Friday. We'll see whether or not that changes when we get to the high school football season. Of course, his Newman Catholic High School football team has won the 8-player state championship each of the last 2 years and getting set to start practice in a few weeks for the 2023 season. Of course, we will have Cardinal football along with Wausau West and Marathon during the course of the season here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 to 1230. Hey, if you're looking for some fun here in central Wisconsin over the weekend, got all sorts of great activities going on, one of which I wanted to highlight here tonight, Friday, Macbeth, Rib Mountain State Park in Rib Mountain. Outdoor theater, fantastic stuff. Macbeth, obviously a classic. It is being put on by the Summit Players Theater out of Milwaukee. It's a traveling troupe that puts on 75-minute shows that is free to attend in accordance with its mission to make Shakespeare accessible to all. So this is part of a tour of 22 state parks around Wisconsin, and each show is preceded by an educational workshop that will help make Shakespeare understandable and comfortable for kids and parents alike. So, again, really, really good stuff. Macbeth, tonight at Rib Mountain State Park, the workshop starts at 5:30 p.m. and the show itself at 7 p.m. So, again, if you have an opportunity to get over to Rib Mountain State Park, outdoor theater, classic from Shakespeare, Macbeth, free admission as well. Free admission, summitplayerstheater.com for more information. Summit Players Theater, that's R-E-F-E-N.com, summitplayerstheater.com, and get out there and take advantage of this great free show, Macbeth, at Rib Mountain State Park in Rib Mountain coming up tonight. Again, 5:30 for the workshop to learn a little bit more about Shakespeare. Again, just the workshop that will help make Shakespeare understandable and comfortable for all. And then the show itself at 7 p.m. Really, really great stuff. And you'll love that opportunity as well for folks who may have had, I don't know if I want to see that, but it's free. You have nothing to lose in the beauty of Rib Mountain State Park. Coming up, we will have a news update, CBS News, at the top of the hour. Find out what's going on around the country and around the world. And then we'll have Brittany Merlot back with a WXCO Bull Falls Radio news update as well. Again, glad you could join us. Time is 8:58. It is a Friday heading towards the weekend. Another hour to go. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Call me a joker, call me a fool, right at this moment I'm totally cool, clear as a crystal, sharp as a knife.